Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Randy, I think I hurt my patellar tendon. Like, I think I might have.
Why are you,
like,
crawling after her?
Well, I'm trying, you know, she's crawling. I want to crawl. I want to play along.
Coo-coo,
I don't know.
And coo 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 coo. I get all that.
Yeah.
I make the baby noises and talk. I don't talk in the baby voice, though.
No, neither do I. There's no baby voice allowed at our house.
Nah. I ain't got time for that, man.
We don't want her to think people talk like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I want her to talk like a human grown-up, not some weird baby.
You better wait, because when they start talking, and they don't shut
up. We're about a month and a half away from fully mobile and fully talking. Like, it's about to be a big-time
problem. I'm in trouble.
Problem. full problem.
You're in trouble.
All right.
You're in trouble.
We're going to get to the Wendy Zone, a belated Wendy Zone, 15 minutes from right now.
Fame!
Good questions with Brian at 1240. Most important audio in the world, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. The first clip here is Matt Ryan talking about how weird last year was, missing the fans, missing the media, and has a fun little back and forth here with Tanitra.
Been quiet out here, you know, at practice, not even having you guys around. Feels good to have, you know, everybody back. Yeah. Well, today at least. We'll see how that goes in the future. But no, it does. It feels good to kind of get back to some sense of normalcy, and hopefully, you know, people can stay safe and keep moving in that direction. But to have fans out of practice today, you know, brings up the energy. There's no getting around it. We played all year last year, or most of the year, without fans in the stands, and I thought the play was very good, but you do feed off of it, and you miss it. And, you know, certainly appreciate having them back today.
Yeah, everything was weird last year. It was great that they played football, because if they wouldn't have, who knows what might have happened. But it was weird. It was weird to have empty stadiums. Nothing was weirder to me than college football. Like,
yeah, the pageantry and everything.
The band and the crowd and all that stuff. College football with no fans is just...
It's awful. Like that. Like
that
they were at Ole Miss, and they showed the Grove.
Yeah.
It's like, dang.
That's not the Grove.
That's not the Grove
I know. God.
Yeah, man. But I remember seeing the pictures of the first day of training camp, and you see all the Falcon fans looking all beautiful on the hill and everything. I mean, you miss that type of thing. Now we get into it, but you love having them in the building, man. Mm-hmm. And it was, Matt, that they enjoyed the being out there, giving a little boost, a little energy and everything. And but the thing with that is that you got to give them something to cheer about.
That's right.
You know, nobody don't want to be sitting in traffic that day trying to get off on Ivan Allen, you know, trying to get over there to see y'all if y'all ain't doing that. Nobody want to do that.
We'll catch up with Jarvis, who was at training camp today in the 1 o'clock hour. He said they were giving him something to cheer about today. That Kyle Pitts catch that's going around on social media is pretty fun. It sounded like people went pretty nuts for that, which is cool. Frank Darby had a fun deep ball that he caught today as well. So it sounded like it was a good time for fans out there at practice. Let's hear what Shams Charania said, NBA insider from The Athletic, yesterday afternoon about the John Collins negotiation with the Hawks.
I'm told John Collins and the Atlanta Hawks are not close to an agreement, and that might come to a surprise to a lot of people because John Collins is a restricted free agent. But as of right now, there is not really a momentum toward that as of yet. But listen, John Collins around the league, he will be sought after. There'll be multiple suitors still seeing potentially vying to see if they're going to be able to get their hands on him. But this is a guy that proved over the course of the regular season that he should be a max caliber player. Now we'll see if the market commands that for him. But listen, Atlanta needs to bring John Collins back. I think that much is clear.
I agree with that. I mean, it would be really frustrating if he doesn't come back for a variety of different reasons. But market is the key word there from Shams. Is John's going to test the market? And he should. I mean, yeah. I don't know why anyone would have an issue with that. He saw what the Hawks are offering, and that's great. And now he goes and sees what other teams have to say. And if he doesn't like it, he takes what the Hawks offered. If he does like it, he signs it, and then the Hawks have an opportunity to match. So the Hawks
have
two bites at the apple here. Like, they can get John if they want him. It's a matter of seeing what the market dictates. And to me, this is what I always thought John was going to do and what he should do. You don't bet on yourself and turn down a $90 million contract to not at least see what the market says, unless the Hawks were going to give him a five-year max contract like they gave Trey they weren't going to do.
Well, I mean, John is in a situation, like you said, that he can find where he wants to go, and because the money's going to be pretty much the same as far as, you know, it's going to be 120 something.
Yep, right around there, where he goes.
Right around that area, no matter where he goes, but it's all about the years and everything. And you know, he's so young. That's the thing. He's 23 years old, so he'll get another bite of that apple. So you're like, do you want to tie yourself in 5 more years? Well, if he goes on the trajectory that some people think he can, hell, he'll be up in 4 anyways.
So, exactly, I mean, right.
Yeah, he'll re-up in 4 any damn way. So, yep. I mean, he's in a decision where I'm sure he's going to weigh his options. Not a lot of teams, as you start doing more research, maybe about 4 teams that can actually fit him under the cap, mm-hmm. but it's about where he wants to go. Like, why would you want to go to Minnesota? You know,
I would.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Although Anthony Edwards does seem super fun.
He's a good player. He seems like a fun player.
Other two guys.
I'm not interested in going up there, man.
Yeah. Also, don't want to live in Minnesota.
I don't live in Minnesota, man. You know what I mean? So I don't want to play. Like I said, A-Rob, my
plus,
boy.
Plus, A-Rob's the owner. No thanks.
Yeah. I see you got old girl on his arm right now, just, you know, stalking J-Lo.
How come A-Rod dresses in all white all the time? Like, he always looks like he's at a Wimbledon party.
Dude, you got to be a cool cat to wear white all the time. Like, all the time, like he does, and not get it dirty.
Now, is that just good laundry service or a lot of different outfits?
A lot of different outfits. Oh, yeah. You just don't have one white outfit.
Now, the Hawks did make a couple of other moves yesterday. Trae Young did get the max contract last night. So, Trae got 5 years, 172, which could escalate to 207 if he's an all-NBA player, which is just an absurd amount of cash to be discussing.
Good for him,
so flippantly. Like, yeah, you know, it goes from 172 to 207.
Get the
loot tray.
Yo, dog, real quick, Andy. The Colts got all kind of problems, brother.
Yeah.
Quentin Nelson got the same foot injury as Carson Wentz, and he's going to have surgery. Similar 5 to 12 weeks for
5 to 12 weeks.
God almighty, they keep coming, man.
What the hell?
You lose. Who's the worst loss? Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
5 and 12 is not going to be the only thing they're talking about up there weeks-wise.
Yeah, somebody said it sounded like a prison sentence.
That's going to be their record if those guys can't play.
Yeah, that's a great point, Andy. I like that big brain Andy coming out today.
That's just dad joke.
That's okay, man. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dad joke bunk. They also signed Solomon Hill back, the Hawks did, for another year.
Good veteran.
And Gorgie Jang. They added Gorgie Jang as a depth piece in the front court, so... probably kind of a Kongwu not going to be available for half the season type of deal. But, you know, it's a solid depth piece to have in the front court. We will obviously keep an eye on what is happening with John Collins and let you know as soon as we know anything. Sharif Cooper was the second round draft pick of the Atlanta Hawks out of Auburn, also out of McEachern High School, local kid. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Here he is talking about who he is as a player.
Yeah, just a creator. You know, someone who creates plays for himself, for his teammates. Unselfish, a fun brand of basketball. Going to have a lot of highlight plays, a lot of fun plays, and just enjoys the game. Always been a winner, so, you know, definitely going to translate that to a lot of wins and hopefully a championship.
Sharif Cooper sounds like a grown-up. Like, that sounds like a 35-year-old man right there.
All right. I mean, he's a.
I like that.
Would you look at him more as a project?
Yes, he's a project.
Okay.
But he's a fun project, though.
He's a fun player at Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, so I just look at it as, you know, I know one thing, he's glad to be home. You know, you get to see mom and all them every time. But, yeah, I mean, he's more of a point guard, or is he more, what is he?
He's a point guard, but he can score.
That's what I'm saying. He's a scoring guard, and you can't have enough of those guys. So I look forward to seeing how, you know, Coach Nate and them develop him and all those different things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's in summer league right now, if I'm not mistaken. He's out there in Vegas. So.
I think they go today.
They go today to Vegas? Yeah. Okay. So, hey, go do your thing, youngin'.
Do your thing. Youngin'. It's one of those things where, you know, if it works out right, he's a natural backup fit for Trae because he's so similar in terms of playmaking and that kind of stuff. But I'm telling, if people haven't checked it out, just go check out his highlight video from Auburn. Just a fun player, man. Just gets anywhere he wants on the court. Floaters, lobs, all kinds of stuff. Great ball handler. Really fun guy. Chris Paul, signed a max contract yesterday.
Way to go, CP.
Another one. So if it's all, when it's all said and done, if Chris Paul finishes this contract, he will have made $460 million off of NBA contracts.
Yeah, yeah. Then you think about progressive, right?
State Farm.
Add them State Farm commercials.
Yeah. Cliff Paul.
Chris sitting on half a billy.
He could buy Winston-Salem if he wants to. He'd just buy the whole city and own it.
Call it Winston Paul. Something like that. Yeah.
Chris Salem. All right.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams, hey. We had to move the Wendy Zone because of Calvin Ridley. Well, it moved to next, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for the Hoots Wings Lunch Hour. Brought to you by Hoots Wings. Chicken wings and other things. Takeout and delivery available online at hootswings.com. Hello, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
The lunch crowd's not used to hearing the hype horn.
Yeah. I'm thrown off by this music, man.
Do you eat a donut yet?
Hell no, I ain't no damn donut, Andy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Why not?
Huh? Why not? Because I don't want no donut.
Well, there's no judgment, Randy.
I know there's no judgment. I'm grown.
You can have a donut for lunch.
No.
But it's good to talk to the 1220 crew because at 1140, when the Wendy Zone normally happens, we moved it because Calvin Ridley just got off the practice field from Falcons training camp practice, the first padded practice they had during training camp. If you want to hear that interview, at 929 The Game or 929thegame.com.
It's a pretty good one.
To check it out. It was a very good one. I enjoyed it. But I've been giving Olympic updates every day at 1140. So let's get you all caught up on what happened last night in the Olympics. So as of last night, U.S. and China were neck and neck. Now I have the medal counts for as it stands right now. So United States still in the lead. We have 73 total medals. China has 69 medals.
Nice.
And then the ROC has 52 medals.
What's the ROC?
Isn't that the Soviets?
It's the Russian
Russia.
Olympic
that's right,
Committee.
That's right. That's right.
How they're able to compete.
Yeah.
So
right.
So they're in third. So first,
is Rock Nation.
Yeah. Rock Nation.
Like Jay-Z and Kanye out there performing.
Something.
That's why you had Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart doing all the commentary
okay,
on Equestrian.
Explains that.
So now it all makes sense. So first of our goal for the United States yesterday, Valerie Allman of the women's discus, she picked up gold. We had some silvers, Kendra Harrison in the women's 100-meter hurdles, Rye Benjamin in the men's 400-meter hurdles. By the way, did you watch how fast those guys were going?
He was rolling.
Woo. The guy from Norway, 45.94 seconds, just blasted the Olympic record and the world record with his time. And Benjamin was so close, he was tearing up watching his family watch him race because his time would have won normally in the 400-meter hurdles. But, man, that guy from Norway just crushed
it. Well,
you
know what they say about Norwegians, Randy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell me, dog, y'all like the beer?
Fast runners.
Yeah.
Fast runners.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think.
The Jamaicans of Scandinavia.
Oh, yeah, dog. You see them rolling, dog. But, I mean, I just got to talk over that. The Jamaicans of Scandinavia.
That's what they call us.
That's what they call y'all.
Jamaicans of Scandinavia.
Isn't that the motto?
Swedes know. Swedes know better. Challenge a Jamaican. Norwegian to a race.
Maybe Lily would get that gene there, that part of you.
Yeah.
That part of her Slovenian genes would be fat.
I certainly didn't.
But there was also history set yesterday in the Olympics by a Canadian, and is a Canadian diver by the name of Pamela Ware. So she is a 3-meter springboard diver, and she was in the semifinal on Saturday. Now, she was attempting the most difficult dive of the competition. Now, springboards are when you go to the end of the board, you jump up a couple times, and then you dive into the pool, which is very scary for me, but we'll discuss after I tell you what Pamela did. I'm just going to play the commentary of what happened, and then we'll explain how she set a whole different part of history.
This is the most difficult dive, by the way, of the entire competition, 3.5.
This dive could be spectacular. She's got all the makings of a gorgeous 3.5.
Oh, no!
Pamela Ware. Failed dive.
I am going to say that I am very proud of myself. I was so ready for this competition, and I made a mistake. I have done everything possible to make it to where I am, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving up. This competition does not define me. I'll be around for another 3 years, so thank you so much again for your encouragement.
So Pamela's going to be back.
Now I feel like a real jerk.
You should. But, so if you haven't seen the video of the dive,
I tweeted it, Randy, at
Wendy Radio. It's tweeted there right for you. So she goes to the end of the board. She does her jump up, and then she stops herself before going back because I guess she probably realized that she hit the end of the diving board the way that she didn't want to, and ended up just jumping in like Wendy does when she goes to the public pool.
Okay, I thought it was worse than that.
Yeah,
okay.
She didn't get hurt.
She didn't get hurt. Okay, I thought she might have tried to do a flip or something and hit that with back.
But what I have a problem with is she made history because she's the only diver in Olympic history to score a 0.0.
They could have gave her a point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they could have gave her something.
She didn't miss the pool.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a big splash.
Yeah, she minimized the splash.
She needed some splash points.
Something. Don't you get an attempt point or something like that? I understand she's not going to get a perfect 10 or whatever the scoring is out of.
But what was her thing? It doesn't define you. Why is that always the damn role after you do something crazy? It won't define me. It defines you, Miss Sam. You're the only one to have a 0.0 die. Yeah, it does.
That's paragraph one on Wikipedia for sure. It kind of defines you at this point.
But she's from Canada, though, so you know she's nice.
Yeah, so she's nice. Yeah. That's why I feel bad laughing at her.
Taking it in stride?
Yeah. They don't even have swimming pools in Canada.
They don't?
No, I don't know. Remember that woman from Alaska won the swimming thing?
Huh?
The woman from Alaska won the swimming thing, and they were they don't even have an Olympic pool in Alaska.
She was swimming in ponds?
Yeah, they just swim in the glaciers. That's it. That's how they train.
With one of those wetsuits because it's too cold to swim.
Exactly.
And anything else.
You got it.
But bless her heart, there's also a diver. I don't know if you've seen the viral videos of this diver named Tom Daly of the United Kingdom. He's been crocheting and doing everybody's cardigans.
While diving?
No, but while watching the event. So when he's not competing, he's... sitting there knitting in the stands. It's actually pretty phenomenal because he's made some pretty phenomenal things. I'm just like, Not only are you a diver, but you have another skill.
Never mind, Randy.
Come on.
No, don't go.
Come on, Randy. Go ahead.
It's afternoon.
It's crocheting. It's cool. It's possible that they're out there. I had never seen the man crochet before.
Oh.
That's me.
Yeah. I think it's like a popular thing now.
Okay. Hold on. What?
Yeah. This is something that's happening.
Knitting is very popular.
Yeah,
popular when? And popular with who?
You know the answer to that question. Norwegians. And people that look like us.
I know I'm not knitting.
There's a lot of dudes out there knitting right now.
There's nothing wrong with it, Andy. There's nothing wrong wanting to make you your own socks
sure,
or something.
It's hard.
I got no problem with it. I know it's hard. It looks hard.
Yeah.
I ain't never done it or attempted to do it.
Neither have I.
But I mean, hey man, to each his own, at least he's staying out of trouble.
You know what would be funny is if we all just got some knitting.
At least he's staying out of trouble.
We should all just get some knitting tools to see if we would be able to put anything together and see who could come up with them. That should be our Christmas gifts to each other this year.
Homemade and knit?
Yes.
Nah, I'm good on that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'd go to the stove. I'd just get you something.
Be like, I know.
Or order some crochet and act like it was me.
My mom crochets a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. My mom does it too.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it. So don't get me wrong. I just didn't know. You know, my mama sews. My mom, dude, how you think my summer wardrobes came out when I was a kid? My mama go to the dang the pattern store.
The fabric store.
The fabric store, and to get a big old sheet. I love my mother to death. You know, y'all know how I feel. But yeah, she set me up for failure back in them days. Why y'all think I was always fighting?
Or, you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, got me out there looking like the Islanders. You remember the Rationalists? It's the Islanders. Yeah. With all them damn flowers on this
homemade
stuff.
Homemade pants and shirts that look like curtains.
I'm telling you, Andy, you had to fight. I don't know what it was. She went through a phase, like my 11, 12-year-old went through that phase of flowers, jams, and fluorescent.
Ooh, boy.
Have you ever seen a dark-skinned brother in fluorescent? it looked like a high mark when you go over some ink.
It's like you're taking notes in a
exactly.
book.
Exactly. That's how I used to look back in the day, man. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. I hear you, Randy. All of my Halloween costumes were sewn, and I didn't have a real Halloween costume for a while. Well, they were real.
They were real, but I'm just saying.
Everybody's going through that phase
of your mama making you clothes. with them damn Montgomery Ward sneakers, Andy. Fighting every single day.
Montgomery Ward.
Yes. My grandma used to work at Montgomery Ward.
Everybody's with that Montgomery Ward. Better have some knuckles.
By the way, oh man.
You're going to be fighting all damn day. And you know you're the one everybody laughing at too. Trying to walk fast.
What's his history? How did he get to be such a good boxer? As mom shopped exclusively at Montgomery Ward.
I mean, with damn Montgomery Ward.
He didn't have a chance.
Big ass laces. Fight.
I do have one more question since we were still on the diving topic. And I brought it up to Brian in the commercial break before I wanted to bring it on the air. Would you rather do one of the springboard dives where you have to go down to the end and do a jump and jump back off to the diving board and jump down? Or would you rather do the high dive?
You can only have one. I love diving boards. And I told you about the time I was trying to press a girl jumping off the big platform. Mm-hmm. It just didn't end well for me. You know when you hit that splash and it hurts so bad that you try to stay in the water as long as you can?
Right. Yes. You try to swim it off.
Or try to swim it off and go to the other end of the pool.
Yeah.
Act like nobody ain't see it.
Because you know when you pop up, everybody's laughing at you.
Yes.
And they're going to yell at you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with I'll go with the springboard. Yeah.
I would too.
Really?
I'm not jumping off the high dive. It's too high. I'm afraid, I'm able to admit, I'm afraid of heights.
I'm just afraid of it.
Hold on, Andy. This is that new thing, dog. You ain't afraid of heights. You just don't like high stuff. Because that make it. I don't like high stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't like to be up high.
Yeah, that's it.
I prefer to be down low.
Yeah, don't ever say you. See, there you go. Geez.
What? Man, that was not it. What I meant.
There you go, man. We know what's on your mind, dog.
No, that's your mind.
You need to go on vacation to get you some vaction.
Some vaction?
Yeah, vacation action. Different.
It's the best kind of action there is.
I've never heard it. Okay.
Yeah.
Vaction.
It's a different level of action.
Yeah, man. Vacation action. I got a lot no dough.
All
right, man.
Yeah.
Probably good, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, Vaction is a very good place to end it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Wendy Zone at 12:20. It's normally at 11:40.
I like the 12:20 Wendy Zone because it's longer.
Yeah, you see what you're missing.
It's longer, so there's just more time to explore and kind of see where we end up.
Lots of questions.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Thank
you. Looking at the clock.
Thank you. I know Brian's looking at me like, good Lord. All right. We'll come back speaking to Brian and hear some damn good questions from him. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, we're going to give away tickets to the Kanye West listening party.
Yes.
In the 1 o'clock hour, so be listening closely. That'll be Thursday night, August 5th, 9 p.m., Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the second Kanye West listening party. So we'll give those.
Yeah, he having two of them?
Well, no, he already had one.
Oh, okay.
That's how he got in there. And then he was like, I'm not leaving. Staying here.
Yeah, man. I ain't mad at him, dog. Does anybody know exactly where he at?
Yeah, they know where he is.
Okay.
When I was in there last Friday for the photo thing, I was like, hey, where's Kanye at, by the way?
Did you really ask that?
Of course I did.
Okay.
And the woman was like, well, everyone has asked that.
Uh-huh.
But if you continued down this concourse, he's about 100 yards that way.
Sweet.
And I was like, could we go down there? And they were like, we could, but they wouldn't let us get very close to his room. And I was like, because he's got like security and all that stuff.
Okay.
I thought I wanted to go knock on the door and make it because he's trying to finish the album.
Right.
I thought maybe he could use a couple suggestions or
something.
I know,
Andy, because you got flow.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, that would be one option. You could put me on the album. Let me just have a whole song. Or I was going to say, make it sound like All Falls Down, like that song. Make your whole album sound like that song, like your albums used to sound like.
But the thing about it is, man, he's evolved, man. I told you, he and other stuff, and he's still selling. So, I mean, obviously he's... I don't know, man. I mean, again, if he got folks on a damn mountain that doing church,
you're right.
He got that kind of appeal.
He doesn't need my advice.
If he can have them folks wearing the fat uncle shoes, you know what I'm saying, with the inside lean
and paying $500
paying
for them. That
is my whole thing right there, Bunk. Is that do you feel cooler with $500 Uncle Lena shoes?
That has to be part of it. The fact that people know how much those shoes cost has to be part of it. They've tricked these kids into wearing bulky shoes and skinny jeans at the same time.
Yes.
It's outrageous.
It's
I don't know what they've done.
But I think about it. No, another crazy thing, Andy, is why the hell do we take our kids shoe shopping anymore when all they wear is damn Crocs? My kids wore Crocs all damn day, but wanted to go shopping for shoes yesterday.
I don't know. I didn't know that was what kids wore these
days. Damn Crocs.
Wow, that's it? Just Crocs?
Crocs with them little things in the hole.
Yeah, the little Croc earrings.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was like, I'll go buy some new.
I got to tell people about training camp, okay? 92.9 The Game will once again be your number one place for all things Falcons training camp. Calvin Ridley was on with us earlier. Jarvis Davis is going to be on with us at 1:20 this afternoon. 92.9 The Game's training camp coverage brought to you by CarPutty.com. Find your car's value today and tomorrow. Let's get to some damn good questions with Brian.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Brought to you by Piedmont Bank. Get a better banking game plan with the team at Piedmont Bank with locations across the metro. See how knowing you better serves you best. Visit them at piedmont.bank. Hey, Brian.
Some of the best questions just come like while you guys are talking about what you're just talking about right there. Kanye West coming up with the album, trying to figure out the second listening party, all that sort of thing. Harry and Lee.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In your guys' music group, the Andy and Randy music group.
We're open for them, dog.
Okay,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah, Kanye West, if he had a track featuring Harry and Lean, what would it be called? This is going up on Twitter as well, so please share your answers. But what would that song be called?
Oh, man. Like Yamtastic?
Yeah.
Something like that. The Yamcapades?
Yamcapades.
Yeah. Yamcapades.
Yeah, Yamcapades.
We're also really big into like being so sexy that the audience members faint. So yes. Something about that. Like causing you to just sort of lose consciousness.
That's all I want to do, man. I just want to be sweaty with an open, like silk shirt open.
Yeah.
With the pants sagging so you can see my underwear line right there. That's all I want to do, Andy.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the name right there, sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is right there. with that damn Casey and JoJo face shaking and that step that they like to do with that right foot lean.
Yep.
All right, yeah. I got to stick with it for one more minute. Where would the music video be shot for Sweaty?
Oh, dude, at the Flame.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I knew it had to be one of a couple.
Yeah, at the Flame. Or is Queen City still open over there?
I don't know about that one. Let us know on Twitter.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, Queen City still open?
Silk shirt, Sweaty. That's the track.
Queen City, yeah, man.
Please share your suggestions on Twitter. Yeah. We'll definitely bring up some of those coming up at an AMA at 1:40 and send us your questions as well. The Buffalo Bills trying to use the city of Austin as leverage for the city of Buffalo to then try to pay for a potential new stadium. But Austin city officials saying, hey, we didn't really know about this. just the whole situation of Buffalo trying to, you know, it's been a number of years where it's constantly, is Buffalo going to get a new stadium, trying to stay in Buffalo? But two-part question, I guess, would Austin be a good city for an NFL team? And what city does need an NFL team in the country still?
All right, well, there's no way in hell the Buffalo Bills fans will let Buffalo up out of it. They'll put a damn human, like, fence around the city of Buffalo before they let the Bills leave. City that needs a...
I mean, Austin, I've never actually been to Austin. I only hear you guys talk about how great it is.
Austin's a fun city.
And it's a big city, too.
It's all college, though. It's a college town.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's actually, it's changed a good bit over the last, like, 5-10 years. Seriously, because they've been such a big tech hub that they've got, like, real people living there now. There's, like, 30s and 40s and professionals.
Is Austin now the new L.A.? Because remember...
Oh, hell no.
No. I just mean in terms of what the NFL does. Because remember...
I don't think so.
NFL teams would always threaten to move to L.A. if they couldn't get a new stadium.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
I think they would put one in San Antonio before they put one in Seattle and Austin.
Okay. Yeah. But these teams, like the Buffalo Bills ownership group, is going to try to strong arm the people that live in Buffalo into paying for their stadium, even though they could pay for it themselves, by threatening to go somewhere. So I guess San Antonio, Austin, cities like that. Because L.A. and Las Vegas have teams now. So they got that.
So,
Yeah, Louisville and Portland are the only other two I had wrote down. I mean, because those are the only ones that are rumored to,
don't nobody want to go live in damn Louisville. Nobody want to live in there.
They got teams in Minnesota, Green Bay.
I'd rather live in Minnesota than damn Louisville, man.
Are you sure?
What's in Louisville other than Papa John's?
A lot of whiskey.
I can drink whiskey in Atlanta.
I think there's a Muhammad Ali museum there.
Okay, Andy, don't go there. Okay?
I don't know. I mean,
you know who's the greatest?
A couple hours from some other cities.
Okay, so tell me this: going to see Muhammad Ali's thing, is that gonna keep you? Is that gonna make you want to move to Louisville?
No, I don't think.
How you gonna sell Louisville to your old lady?
I don't think that's an every weekend
get a lot of bang for your buck.
That's what I'm saying.
Big houses.
How am I selling my woman on Louisville? Hey man,
When cheap real estate is the selling point, that means the city sucks.
Randy, you lived in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
All right, you can live in Louisville.
No, Brian. I lived in Earth City, Missouri.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Moving on to the next question. What current third stringer will get more playing time this year? Devontae Freeman or Nick Foles?
Devontae Freeman. Are we talking preseason too, right?
Yeah, that's fair. How many? All right, we'll go total snaps, preseason and season combined. Who plays more this year?
Devontae Freeman's going to lead the preseason in rushing yards, is what Randy's telling us.
Yeah, that's what I'm
telling you. He's playing for his favorite team now, so he's motivated.
Yeah, because Alvin Kamara ain't going to carry the ball in the preseason.
He finally gets to put on those beautiful Saints jerseys that he's always wanted to wear.
And then the thing about it, Nick Foles going to be with the threes. And I don't care what nobody say. You don't never want to be no veteran playing behind the threes in preseason as a quarterback. Because you're going to get killed.
Nick Foles is going to get traded, though. Like, Nick Foles is going to be a starting quarterback for a different team.
It's a possibility.
Probably the Colts. So I think I'll go with Foles. Now, I wonder this. Let me ask you this. Can I ask a damn good question? Maybe it's not good. Does Quentin Nelson also getting hurt change the Colts, like, urgency to feel like they need to make a trade? Because Quentin Nelson's on the same timeline now as Carson Wentz. That might just mean they're not very good.
See, there it is. I know everybody was coming at me. Clay, ain't nobody staying in Louisville. I don't care how long you stayed there, all right?
Oh, we got Louisville defenders out there?
Oh, yes. The Louisville Brigade is on the way.
Queen City is new pieces of Atlanta, Andy. And I went before we went on a trip to Miami, right? It was laid over in Miami for overnight, right? Went to the Shake, right? Andy, ain't no reason that the dang-on bartender's supposed to be finer than the dancers. Andy, I was like, what the hell's going on? The bartenders, Andy, don't make no sense. But then they want you to tip them like they shaking. No, I ain't finna tip you for making no damn hen. You better shake it. Andy, unreal. The bartenders are finer than the actual shakers.
Better shake it.
What the hell's going on?
Well, there's an hour left of this. Thank
what
God.
What the hell's going on when the bartenders finer than the shakers?
We'll come back and tell you what's
trending. Make it rain on me.
Jarvis Davis going to join us at 1:20. AMA at 1:40. We'll get to do this again for an hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.